The Pabst Blue Ribbon Bouts are on the air. World-famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, presents the Pabst Blue Ribbon Bouts. Tonight, from the War Memorial Auditorium in Syracuse, New York, we bring you the 15-round World's Welterweight Championship fight, matched by the International Boxing Club, James Dean Norris president, between champion Johnny Saxton of Brooklyn, New York, and challenger Carmen Basilio of Canastota, New York. We've got a championship fight tonight, and I hope you're in good shape for it. A bowl of snacks near your chair, cheese and crackers maybe, or a big bowl of popcorn and a supply of good old Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. It's times like this you really appreciate the taste with the Pabst Blue Ribbon touch. PBRT, we call it. It's the extra touch Pabst brewmasters have that brings out the best in beer. You can taste the difference, and isn't it great? What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Hello, everybody. From the beautiful air-conditioned War Memorial Auditorium in Syracuse, New York, we're all set to bring you the World Welterweight Championship fight. Carmen Basilio, the challenger, Johnny Saxton, the champion. But now here is the introduction on Rocky Marciano. The Rockabye Baby from Brockton, world heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano, has just gotten, as you no doubt received, or at least heard through your loudspeakers, he received, I should say, a wonderful ovation. And now let's get up to the ring announcer, Dick Tobin, and get the introduction on the all-important championship go. Up to the ring.
With the International Boxing Club, James D. Norris, the president. And the officials have been assigned here tonight by the New York State Athletic Commission, our judges Frank Forbes, Harold Barnes. The timekeeper is Mike Dempsey. Counting for the knockdowns is Joe Palmer. And the referee is Al Burl. Feature event, 15 rounds for the welterweight championship of the world. From New York City, wearing black trunks with white stripes and weighing 145 and three quarters, the welterweight champion of the world, Johnny Saxton. Johnny Saxton. And his opponent is from Canastota, New York. He's wearing white trunks with black stripes, and he weighs 146 and one half. The former welterweight champion of the world, Carmen Basilio. Basilio. 15 rounds, other bouts to follow. Referee Al Burl.
Referee Burl on the instructions to the fighters.
Both you men have boxed in New York before. You know the rules. This being the championship fight, the automatic eight count and the three knockdown rule are eliminated in this bout. I want you both to be very careful in your infighting. A low blow may cost you a round. I want you to shake hands now and come out boxing, boys. Good luck to both of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we think we have a big one for you. Stay right with us. 15 rounds, waiting for the bell in round number one. This auditorium is beautiful. Approximately, well, I'd say between 8,000 and 9,000 fans in the stands. The bell, and here we go. Johnny Saxton with right glove very high, double jabs in the nose, throws a left uppercut and a right and gets caught with a left and right to the body, another left and right to his body. And Carmen Basilio, the rough, tough kid from Canastota, gets hit with a right uppercut and wraps a good hook on the jaw of Johnny Saxton. It's Saxton staying in close range, fighting the fight of Basilio, who's bobbing, weaving, bending, tearing inside. A good hook on the mouth of Saxton. They exchange left leads and a good right uppercut on Johnny's jaw. In close range, Saxton gets hit with a left and right on his chin. Beautiful shots and throws a left, throws a right, and both are blocked by Carmen Basilio. Basilio determined to win back the crown that he lost last March in the Chicago Stadium in a disputed decision to Saxton. They're out in the center of the ring. Carmen Basilio gets his hands inside, throws a good left hook on the chin of Saxton, the world champion. Saxton throws a hook, throws a jab, and in close range, it's Johnny Saxton who fires another uppercut and a good hook, and Carmen Basilio's knees bob and weave, buckle just a little bit. We have about 2 minutes to go in round one. A hook to the body of Saxon, a right to the body of Johnny. Basilio's intent, it seems to us, to whack around the body to slow this man down. Remember, this is the 15-rounder tonight. It's a championship fight. A jab on the nose of Saxon as he leans in. Johnny Saxon slips a left lead, throws a hook over the head, throws a wild right, and throws a hook on the mouth of Carmen Basilio as Saxon puts three punches together. Saxon throws a hard right on the left eye of the challenger. The challenger whacks to the right to the body, throws a right uppercut, and in close quarters, a left and right on the jaw of Saxon, the champion. And Saxon rolls, gets hit with a hard right smash on his jaw, throws a right back, and Basilio bobs, weaves, bends, ducks down. Basilio gets hit with a right and left uppercut in close quarters. And it's Saxon now, who just stays in there. Saxon on top of his man. Basilio in close range, stays in there, stays in real tight. Basilio bleeding from the nose a little bit, I believe. Yes, indeed. In close quarters now, Saxon whacks the body, throws the left, throws the right uppercut. And Carmen Basilio, the challenger, stays inside. Sticks out a jab and another jab on the champion's mouth. The champion now gets hit with a hook on his mouth and a left uppercut that he blocks with the right glove. A left hook on the nose and a jab on the nose of Carmen Basilio. We have approximately 40 seconds to go in round one. A hook and an uppercut tried by Johnny Saxon. And Saxon now gets hit with a hook on his mouth. Saxon pegs to the body with a left and a right, and he digs them real deep. Good body belts, good body punches. Saxon stays inside now, and Basilio on top of his man, lays inside. Basilio throws a left uppercut, a right uppercut, and gets hit with a hook and throws another left and right to Saxon's body. Saxon staying inside, gets under a punch, whacks right back at Basilio. Closing seconds of the first round. It's been on the inside so far this round. A right uppercut by Basilio and a left hook. Jars Johnny Saxon. Makes Saxon's knees bob and weave a little bit. Buckle down. Saxon in close range, gets hit with the left of the body. There's the bell, ending round one. Well, from the standpoint of fighters who are hanging around tonight just watching this all-important one, we see Billy Graham, the former welterweight contender who boxed Carmen Basilio about three times. Also Bushy Graham, who's been known as a great little man long time back. Then in the big man department, I see Maxie Rosenblum right behind me, one-time light heavyweight title holder. And of course, as you know, if you joined us at the outset of the broadcast, Rocky Marciano, the heavyweight champion of the world, is here. Larry Boardman, one of the top contenders for lightweight honors, and Joe Brown, the lightweight champion, and the popular pleasing Chico Vijar, who scored the upset over Raymond Fuentes Monday in Stamford, is here. And there's Joey Giambra to our right. Lots of outstanding newspaper men. We'll talk about some of the working press a little later on. We're getting ready now for round number two. The bell. Johnny Saxon carries that right glove very high, gets it with a light jab, throws a punch over the head of Basilio, who's bending down most of the time. Carmen Basilio carries the left hand low, a natural hooker. Basilio gets hit with a hard hook, another hook, all in the mouth, all on the nose, right around the middle of his face. Al Burrell, the referee imported from New York City, one of the top referees in the business, asks the boys to break, and they do. A jab lightly on the mouth of Saxon. Saxon walks into a right uppercut. They're right above our Pabst Blue Ribbon microphones. And Johnny Saxon stays inside, gets hit with a left to the body, and a good left on the chin. And Basilio misses a wild left uppercut that he rifled to try to straighten Saxon up. Basilio, with hands in tight, hands in close, stays inside and throws the left of the body and left on the chin, mauling, pushing punches, but points nevertheless. Saxon stays inside, gets hit with a right, throws a right back to the body, left uppercut on Basilio's nose. Basilio now stays in close. It's been an inside fight so far, and Basilio rifles right back with a left and right to the head. In close range now, Saxon mauling, moving in, gets hit with an uppercut, gets hit with the left of the body, another left of the body, right to the nose. Saxon throws right back, and Saxon's hurt with a hook on the mouth. In close quarters, Basilio gets hit with a hard hook and a hard right and a hard hook all on his mouth, and he digs right back to Johnny's body, left and right. Johnny does not seem to like them downstairs, but then again, who does? Basilio jabs, and Saxon gets hit with a hard right uppercut as a follow-up shot, a left on the mouth of Carmen Basilio, who's mauling, tugging, pushing, and moving. Saxon leaning inside. Saxon 145 and three quarters. Basilio 146 and a quarter, half pound heavier. Basilio bobs, weaves, bends, ducks down, gets underneath the right and away from the left. In close quarters now, it's Johnny Saxon all on the inside, getting mauled around, but he's the aggressor. He's pushing forward. Saxon gets hit on the mouth. We have approximately 1 minute to go on the round. A right and left to Carmen's body. Carmen rifles right back with a left and right to the champion's body. The champion digs right back, a tip of the head, hard punch, and a right jarring the jaw of Basilio. A beauty. Basilio now gets away from a wild swing and left hook. in close quarters in the center of the ring. Carmen Basilio gets underneath the punch, gets hit with the right, gets hit with the left, and Saxon dances back. A left hook high on the forehead, high on the head of Carmen Basilio. Carmen Basilio short with the left, whacks to the right to the body. In close range now. Basilio digs with two beautiful left hooks, pumped into the midsection, and a right uppercut in the mouth, and then he bends down as Saxon backs off, backs away. Johnny gets the elbows in front of him, gets hit with a hard, stiff jab. Basilio won't jab too much, but when he does, he packs power back of it. It's stiff. Basilio throws the left, gets hit with the left hook in exchange. A hard jab on Carmen's nose moves him back. Both boys appear to be very confident. Basilio, incidentally, the challenger, entered the ring's favor tonight. They exchange lefts and rights to the head. And in close quarters, another left hook to the nose of Basilio. There's the bell that ends round two.
Pabst Blue Ribbon in the full quart can.
Pabst Blue Ribbon in the full quart can?
Now in the full quart.
Now in the full quart.
Pabst Blue Ribbon in the full quart can.
Snap off the cap on the snap cap can.
Snap off the cap on the snap cap can.
You get the economy of a quart, the convenience of a can, and the taste with the Pabst Blue Ribbon touch. The low-cost way to get the highest quality beer. Five glasses of sparkling, satisfying Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. The taste with the Blue Ribbon touch.
Pabst Blue Ribbon in the snap cap four-quart can.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, two rounds have gone by the boards, and it's going to be one of those hard, tough fights, I believe, all the way down. It's been body belting so far. It depends on condition. The bell and round three. Johnny Saxon walks into a jab, and he jabs hard on the forehead of Carmen Basilio. And Basilio blocks the left hook with his right elbow aimed at the body. Saxon with a 1-2 and a hard jab blocked again by Basilio, who gets hit with the right and sticks out a jab and gets caught with a hook to his belly. Carmen Basilio moving to his left gracefully, although he's not one of those fancy men, but he's on balance. They exchange left jabs. They exchange jabs again. A hard jab on the nose. Basilio reminds you a little bit of Billy Petrol. Gets hit with a hard hook, throws the left and right hook, gets caught with the right and throws a right to the body of Saxon. Yes, Basilio definitely reminds us of a Billy Petrol of yesteryear. In style, maybe, and even in appearance. Good body puncher, durable, a heavy puncher. Basilio just standing his ground now, flat-footed stance. Gets hit with a jab, another jab, throws right to the body, right to the head, left to the head. Three good punches and a good feint in between. A right and left to the head of Carmen Basilio in return. They're on the far side of the ring as Saxon gets hit with a left to the body, left to the head, throws a good left and a good right to the head of Basilio. A left and they exchange hard left hooks. Carmen Basilio now just standing there, sticks out a jab. Basilio's wild with a right uppercut, gets caught with a hard jab, rifled by Johnny Saxon. They exchange left leads. A left high on the forehead. A hard hook on the mouth of Johnny Saxon. We're in round three of a scheduled 15-round world welterweight title fight here in Syracuse. A left and a right to the head of Johnny Saxon, of Carmen Basilio, forgive me. Basilio walking forward, walks into a light jab, gets hit with a right over a left. Saxon backs off, dances away, jabs on the chest of Carmen. We have about a minute and 10 seconds to go on this, the third round of the scheduled 15-rounder. A hard right on the chin of Johnny Saxon, who fires right back with a right and left to Carmen Basilio's nose. Basilio now in a very rough, tough brawl thus far. Paws out with the left lead. Saxon does likewise. Each is a bit short. Johnny Saxon tries to wing a right over a left, and it's unsuccessful. Gets caught with a right to his body, gets away from a right aimed at his chest. Johnny Saxon stays inside. Carmen Basilio now bends to his right. Saxon jabs to the body, trying to bring Basilio's right hand down a little bit, I believe. A hard left hook on Johnny's jaw. Saxon walks in, throws a right over the head of Basilio. We have about a half minute more in the third round. Hope to have an interview for you at the end of this round. Well, ladies and gentlemen, closing seconds of round three as Johnny Saxon is hit with a hard right on the inside. A left and right to Saxon's body. Another right to Saxon's body. Saxon throws a right on Carmen's jaw. Carmen now stands in there. And Johnny Saxon backs up, closing seconds of the round. They exchange hard left jabs. And as they do, a hard right on the jaw of Johnny Saxon. And in the closing seconds of the round, Carmen stands there. There's the bell. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the man who made this possible. He brought a championship fight to New York State. The commissioner of the Athletic Commission, Commissioner Julius Helfand. Commissioner, you've got a big one. What do you think of the show thus far?
Thus far, it's been a tremendous fight, and I'm terribly pleased that the fight is here in Syracuse, because you got a wonderful fight. Two good fighters who are trying every minute, and I'm proud that I had some part in bringing the fight to this city.
Well, I want to congratulate you, Commissioner, if I can, for bringing the big one to New York State.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Commissioner Julius Helfand. We thank you, sir. Glad, Julie, you're enjoying the fight. It's a good one. That was Commissioner Julius Helfand who made this one possible. There were rumors, you may remember, about the fight going elsewhere, and the people in New York State are kind of proud and happy about having it here. But wherever you might be, we know you're listening to a real good one because it's been a tug of war so far. It's been a pier sixer, if I may use those corny expressions. The bell for round four. A hard right tried by Johnny Saxon. Again, the boys are working right above our blue ribbon microphones. Saxon throws a right uppercut. Basilio gets away from a left hook. Al Burrell, the referee, a hook to the body and a right uppercut to the head of Saxon. Throws a good hook on the mouth of Carmen Basilio. Brings another hook up to the right eye. Doubled up and punches as Basilio gets underneath a right-hand shot. Sticks out a jab, a hard one on the mouth of Saxon. And Saxon retaliates with a jab. Gets away from an uppercut and gets caught with a jab on his nose. Basilio lands a hard right hook and a good jab on the nose of Saxon, who throws a left and a right and another left hook and another right, another left, another right. Saxon fired four good shots that time as Basilio now gets underneath the punch. Basilio just stands inside. A left hook on the mouth of Johnny Saxon and a right to the body of Johnny. Johnny now gets caught with a left and throws a left hook on the head of Basilio, who's standing inside, laying in close range, if we may call it that way. Carmen Basilio throws a right and a left, gets caught with a left hook to his body. Again, they're pretty close to our blue ribbon microphones. And again, Saxon is throwing the hooks in short, in close. One lands on the forehead of Basilio, and a hard hook on the mouth of Johnny Saxon. Basilio jabs to the body. Johnny now staying inside, ties his man up, moves on the outside with his hands rather low, giving Carmen a target to shoot for. Carmen won't lead too much, sticks out with a jab on the chest. Carmen gets away from a punch, and in close quarters, Saxon just pushed his man off. Johnny throws a right over a left, but he gets caught with a left and right to the body, and Al Burrell gets out of the way as Basilio now is pushed away, and they exchange hard jabs again, Basilio bleeding from the nose. Saxon sticks out a jab, gets caught with a hard right, and another good left, all by Basilio, dug deep, deep to the body. We have 1 minute more in round four as Carmen Basilio now gets hit with a hook on the chest. Both boys are working very hard, as Commissioner Julius Helfand told you a while ago. They exchange left gloves. They touch gloves, rather. And just a gesture of sportsmanship as Basilio looks up toward the clock. A hard jab, another jab on the nose of Carmen. Another one. Three good ones. Four good ones by Johnny Saxon as he sticks out with the left lead, piling up some points. Carmen Basilio throws a hard hook on the nose, and Saxon, close range, throws a hook and winging, swinging right and a winging left. Johnny was off balance. Basilio boxed nicely that time, fought smartly. Well, in close quarters now, Johnny Saxon gets hit with a hard hook on his mouth. I believe he's hurt a little bit. A right to his body, left to his body, left to the chest, left to the head, right to the head. Saxon's hurt. A right to the jaw, left to the jaw, right to the jaw. Oh, to Johnny Saxon's chin. About 8 seconds to go. Saxon's hurt. Stays inside. Gets hit with the right. Gets hit with the left. Saxon's bobbing, weaving, dancing, moving, running. Gets hit with a hard right hook. Gets hit with a jab. Another right uppercut. There's the bell. Won't be long now before you'll be getting out your bowling shoes and ball and start polishing up that old hook, will it? The opening of the bowling season puts a bright, fresh face on the American sports scene. But even though the sports change from season to season, there's one thing that belongs in any season: Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. You see, the Pabst Blue Ribbon being brewed today has the light, bright taste most folks go for anytime. The Pabst way of brewing is what does it. The Pabst Blue Ribbon touch I've been telling you about, the extra touch that brings out the finest in beer. Whatever the season, whatever the sport, you can always be sure of one thing. When you call out for Pabst Blue Ribbon, you'll enjoy the unmistakable taste with the Pabst Blue Ribbon touch. How about some right now? The bell, round number five, everybody. Basilio comes forward. Saxon seems okay, but is he? They exchange jabs. Johnny Saxon, Carmen Basilio move around. Another hard hook on Saxon's jaw. A right to his body and a left to Basilio's head. Basilio, I believe, caught that one, but real hard, a flush shot. Round five, you know. Basilio had a big fourth round, especially the closing 35 or 40 seconds. had Johnny hurt three or maybe four times. We'll definitely have Rocky Marciano with us after this round. A left to the mouth of Carmen Basilio, and Al Burrow breaks the boys apart. We have about a minute and 5 seconds to go on the round. A left hook on the mouth of Basilio, and a left to right to Basilio's chin. Carmen seems to have lost his advantage of having the man hurt, but a little blood coming from the mouth of Johnny Saxton. Both boys bleeding a little bit. A hard right wrapped into the heart of Saxton. A right uppercut on Johnny's jaw hurts him. A left jab on Johnny's mouth, and a right over his head as Basilio pushes Johnny Saxton off balance. Saxton the champion, Basilio the challenger. A left on the mouth of Carmen Basilio. As we move halfway through this round, we hope to have the world heavyweight champion as our guest at the end of this round. A left to the body of Johnny Saxton. Saxton now backs away. Gets hit with a right wrapped to his body, but hard. Basilio's body digs have been bringing down the guard of Johnny Saxton. Saxton bleeding a bit from his mouth, a little bit more. They're mauling, tugging, moving. A hard hook on the mouth of Saxton. Hurts him again a little bit. Saxton moves inside, stays in close range. And Basilio throws a hook, and so does Johnny. Johnny Saxton now wings a short hook on the forehead of Carmen Basilio. A hard right to the chest, a right to the jaw of Saxton, who is hurt once more. Johnny, very determined, gets caught with a hard jab. Basilio cracking that punch in good. Some of the experts said Basilio, who hadn't seen any ring action since last March, their last fight, would be ring rusty tonight, but he's a well-conditioned athlete. Throws a right to the body, seems very sharp. Throws another right that goes over the head, sticks out a jab, throws a right on the jaw of Saxton, gets away from a punch, says Carmen Basilio. Throws a good right uppercut. Closing seconds, about 20 more to go. A left and right over the head of Carmen Basilio. We're in the closing seconds of round number 5, and we'll definitely have Rocky Marciano in just a little bit. At the end of this round, I hope. A left to the body of the champion. Another left to his body. Carmen Basilio standing his ground. We'll have the great Rockabye Baby in a minute. A left and right to Basilio's midsection. Only 10 seconds more in this fifth round. Basilio standing there, wants Saxton to lead. Johnny won't do it. They exchange left jabs, far side of the ring. A hard jab, but a good hook and return to the mouth of Saxton, who again is hurt. There's the bell that ends the round. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us, as we promised you, the great, and I do mean this, Rocky Marciano, heavyweight champion of the world. Rock, the crowd is big. And does that give you any ideas of maybe returning to the ring? Does it enthuse you?
Steve, I just put it down in black and white in the Saturday Evening Post. All my troubles, all my great moments, just the way I lived and felt it. And in that, the people will want to know what I've got to say about my 10 years in boxing, Steve. It's been great. I've loved them, and it's been fun reminiscing about my youth.
Rocky, let me ask you, the Post, is that the one out on the stand now?
Yes, it's on the stand right now, Steve.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
great.
A good story. Everybody seems to enjoy it.
In other words, you won't come back.
Steve, you'll have to look at the Saturday Evening Post to get that answer.
I love you, champ. Do you like the fight?
Very much. This is one of the best fights I've seen in a long, long time.
I've seen you in some good ones. Rocky, thank you. We'll read the Saturday Evening Post.
Thank you, Steve.
Right, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rocky Marciano, the bell, round number 6. Boys dance around rather quickly, as they do. Carmen Basilio, in the 6th round, just stands there. Gets hit with a hard jab as Saxton seems to want to stay on the outside right now, wants to box. Johnny moves a bit more, gets underneath the left lead. Saxton jabs. Saxton wants to stay at long range, definitely does. Jabs, and he goes on the move. He won't fall into close quarters. He won't let Basilio suck him in. Basilio tries a right over a left, and Saxton slips a left lead. Saxton, who fought a little bit, gets hit with a hook from long range, though, in the body. He fought in the first 5 rounds. Now he's changed his tactics to boxing. A jab, another jab by Johnny to keep Carmen off balance, and Basilio seems to be content to stay at long range. They exchange jabs. A double jab on the mouth of Basilio, another jab that Carmen blocks, and a hard jab that he doesn't block on his nose. Now they're in close quarters, and Saxton wants to tie his man up, but Carmen wings him around, and Al Burrow. This is Steve Ellis again at the beautiful air-conditioned War Memorial Auditorium in Syracuse. Fans, be with us again next Wednesday night when, direct from ringside at the Biscayne Arena in Miami, Florida, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Bouts will present a 10-round lightweight contest between Ludwig Lightburn of British Honduras and Kenny Lane of Muskegon, Michigan. Both boys are among the world's top lightweights. Ought to be a good one. Remember that. Remember, too, your ringside radio ticket to the Pabst Blue Ribbon Bouts is the beer that brings you the bouts. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Well, we're down the middle. The bell, round number 8. Johnny Saxon walks in, gets underneath a shot. Saxon now gets hit with a right hand on the chin. Saxon walks forward and right to the body. Saxon backs away, moving away, tries to jab to keep Basilio off, to keep him away from Basilio, carrying that left hand rather low, tries a hard hook, just grazed the jaw of the champion, who's pawing out. Another right whack to the body of the champion as Saxon backs off. Saxon blocks a left jab. Basilio going forward. Basilio tries a right, throws a hard uppercut and straightens the champion up. The champion bleeding from his mouth again, bleeding from the cut above on that upper lip. A hard hook again on Saxon's mouth. Saxon has slowed down as Carmen Basilio gets caught with a hook lightly on his eye, another light one on his forehead. Basilio throws a right to the body. Basilio seems very confident at this stage of the brawl, at this stage of the fight. 2 minutes to go in round number eight of a scheduled 15-rounder. A hard hook to the body and a wild hook tried by Basilio. He hooks Saxon to the body. They exchange jabs as Saxon goes on the bike and moves again. Again, Carmen whacks to the body. Carmen throws a wild left hook aimed at the jaw. Carmen gets underneath the punch, throws a right, gets caught with a left, and a light right on his nose. And another right over a left tried by Saxon, but Johnny definitely has lost a lot of steam. They exchange jabs. Carmen's a bit harder with it. Carmen throws to the body, left and a right, and backs Saxon off. And I think he's got Saxon hurt a little bit again. Throws a hard hook to the body of Saxon. Saxon's definitely hurt with another hook. We have a minute and 10 seconds to go in this eighth round. Johnny lost a lot of the steam and is losing a lot of blood from the cut above the mouth. A left hook to the body and a right uppercut tried by Carmen Basilio as he chases the champion back with a hard jab on his mouth. And the champion jabs and Carmen blocks it with the 8-ounce glove. New York round scoring system. A hard hook on the mouth of Saxon again as Basilio becomes mechanical and methodical. Moves in. He's like a mechanic going to work. Throws a right to the body. Gets caught with a jab under his left eye. It is Carmen Basilio. Basilio throws a right and left hard to the body. Man, oh man, those body blows are good. Basilio now gets away from a left hook, aim at the midsection. They exchange jabs. And as they do, Carmen now sticks out a jab and jab again. He's short with a left lead. Carmen Basilio running and the crowd don't seem to like it. Not Carmen, forgive me, Saxon running. Gets caught with a left and right to the body. They tug and maul and move. It's Saxon on the bike a little bit again. Sticks out a hard jab, though, on Basilio's forehead. Basilio goes into another light jab above his left eye. Basilio throws a hard hook. Saxon's hurt. 3-4 seconds to go in the round. There's the bell ending the round. Say, you looking for a new taste sensation? Try brand-new Pabst Sparkling Beverages in level-top mirror cans. The American Can Company's scientifically designed flavor-locked mirror can is a miracle of convenience, and inside, Pabst has put a miracle of flavor. Pabst Sparkling Beverages are bubbly fruit drinks with no preservatives, no artificial flavoring added. That natural flavor is a pleasure, pure and simple. Take your choice of six taste-stirring flavors. Pabst Sparkling Orange, Black Cherry, Root Beer, Lemon, Ginger Ale, and Cola. Try them one and all. No deposits to pay, no empties to return, because Pabst Sparkling Beverages are packed in mirror cans. Easy to store, quick to cool. Be sure you stock up tomorrow with Pabst Sparkling Beverages. If they're not in your community yet, keep asking for them. Hey, Doc, is he all right? You have anything to say? Dr. Heck. Okay. Dr. Heck said all right. He was in the corner of Johnny Saxon. Saxon's cut is pretty deep and long, but the doctor ruled it all right. The bell has sounded. We're in the ninth round. Johnny Saxon slips under a left lead. A jab on the nose of Carmen Basilio. A jab on the nose again of Basilio, and a hook to the body of the champion as he jabs, moving away. Saxon on the move, gets caught with another hard hook to his chest. Basilio fighting a very smart fight, wagering a cagey battle, backs off from a hook. Carmen Basilio determined to win this crown. Basilio backs away. Basilio throws a right. Basilio backing off. Throws a hard hook to the body of the champion. Basilio now going forward, backing away. Basilio moving in. Johnny Saxon's hurt. Looks like he's going down. He holds on. A right left on Saxon's jaw. Jackson gets hit with a right. Saxon, plenty of time. 2 minutes to go. A right on the jaw. A left on the jaw of Saxon. He's definitely hurt. A left and right to his jaw. Saxon's hurt with a hook on his mouth. Basilio goes for the kill. Saxon running away, dancing away, moving away. Basilio throws a left to right to the jaw. Saxon's hurt. I believe he's going down. He's standing up. Gets hit with the right. Gets hit with the left. Gets hit with the right. Gets hit with the left. They're going to stop it, I think. It's all over. Basilio wins. Carmen Basilio is kneeling on his knees, praying. He's praying. His brother jumped in the ring. He's kissing him. There's a wild scene. Referee Al Burrell stopped the fight. Stopped it in the ninth round. I believe the time was 1:34. He won it. Listen to the crowd. Let's get the official time from Dick Tobin, the ring announcer. Let's get the time. No, Dick isn't near the microphone. Let's not do it. Let's not do it. The doctor's over there. Let's see what the story is. Johnny Saxon was very much hurt. He slowed down after the fifth round. And in the ring at the present time, they're raising Saxon's hand. I believe he's going to be interviewed on the far side. Let's see now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get Dick Tobin.
The time! 1 minute, 31 seconds of the ninth round. The referee stopped the bout, and the winner and the new welterweight champion by a technical knockout, Carmen Basilio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Basilio is the winner and new world champion. As you know, we'll try to get him over for you. In the meantime, to get some comment, here's the world lightweight champion, Joe Brown, just crowned. Joe, how did you see it?
Well, I tell you, Saxon started losing the fight, Steve, around the fifth round.
Right.
When Carmen started targeting him with those hooks to the head and body.
Well, champion, I want to congratulate you for being champion, and thanks for coming over for us.
Thank you, Steve.
Right, right, Joe. That was Joe Brown, lightweight champion of the world. We'll try to get Carmen Basilio if we can. It's hard to get him over. We'll try to get Carmen Basilio. Let's see if we can't get Carmen over with us. If we can, he's shaking hands with Jim Norris right now. Scored a sensational win. We're still reaching for him, and ladies and gentlemen, it's very hard. Let's get him over here. Champion, come on. Let's get Carmen Basilio, the new world champion.
I'm happy. I don't know what to say. Even forgot your name for a minute, Steve.
Hey, Carmen, come here. What are your plans now, baby?
I'm going to take a couple weeks rest. I'm going to start training. I want to be a fighting champ.
All right, congratulations to you, Carmen. Fine. A right-hand sock of the body under the jab is what did it. Angelo Dundee yelled, he's right. For the first five rounds, it was hard. It was a pitching party all the way. And then after the fifth, Basilio seemed to slow his man down and seemed to be coming on, but real hard. In the meanwhile, we'll try to get another outstanding boxer or two on the air for you and see what we can do. We had Rocky Marciano, the heavyweight champion. We had Joe Brown, the lightweight champion. We had Commissioner Julius Helfand on the air. And here is another young man. The young man who scored a sensational win, knocking out Jimmy Carter, very popular man in the lightweight division, young Larry Boardman. Larry, how did you see it?
It was a very, very hard fight, and I think Basilio was a little out in front, I think, on fighting and all around. Hard fight, though.
What did it for him?
I think more was the body punches.
Right, Larry. Thanks a lot. Congratulations to you, and lots of luck.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Larry Boardman, one of the top contenders for the World Lightweight Honors. And we'll see who else around the ring. Bedlam has broken out, as you know. It was and is a Basilio crowd, a Basilio gathering. And they're still talking to Carmen Basilio. He's got the robe on that his wife made for him. He's talking with Angelo Dundee, the man who directed the traffic in his corner. Joe Nitro's over there, and so's Johnny DeJohn, his co-managers. And, of course, he fought an excellent fight, as we told you. It was our opinion that body blows did it. And if the body blows did it, they really slowed the man down. Slowed him down all the way. We're trying to get another name or two for you, if we can. I saw Maxie Rosenblum a while ago. I can't seem to find. Where's Maxie? Get him over here, if you will. If we can catch him. He was right behind us a while ago. He's gone. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that seems to be it as far as the crowd still standing up there. They're waiting. Basilio's still in the ring. They're going to give him more of a hand, more of an ovation, undoubtedly. He is the new champion. He won back that coveted crown that he lost to Saxon in March in the Chicago Stadium in one of those big disputed decisions. It was just one of those things. Well, let's talk about a few things before we interview anybody else. Say, I certainly hope you'll help yourself to some of that beer with the taste, with the touch. Pabst Blue Ribbon Touch, real soon. It's the best way I know for you to find out exactly what that Pabst Blue Ribbon Touch I've been telling you about does for the taste of beer. See if you don't really appreciate the happy flare of flavor that now distinguishes Pabst from America's two or three other great beers. Once you've tasted it, I promise you this, you'll never hesitate again when you hear that famous friendly question, what'll you have? You'll know the best answer once and for all, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Well, fans, the Pabst Brewing Company sincerely hopes you've enjoyed tonight's World Championship bout. And say, better be sure you have plenty of that Pabst Blue Ribbon beer on hand. The beer with the taste, with the Pabst Blue Ribbon touch. Next Wednesday night, the Pabst Blue Ribbon bouts will present direct from ringside at the Biscayne Arena, Miami, Florida, a 10-round lightweight contest between Ludwig Lightburn of British Honduras and Kenny Lane of Muskegon, Michigan. That's next Wednesday night. Be sure to tune us in. Next week's battle will be heard directly following John W. Vandercook on the news on most of these stations. We covered the weigh-in ceremony this afternoon when both boys, whom everybody thought would have a tough time making the limit, made it gracefully. And I can add that Carmen Basilio told us at the weigh-in, incidentally, he came to the weigh-in in one of those, well, formal attires. He had an after six formal jacket on, looked like a champion and a best dressed guy. He said, Steve, I'm very confident of winning this thing back. I'm strong, and I honestly think I might belt this guy out somewhere around the 10th or 12th round. Well, he beat his promise to us by, say, a round or so with the body digs that did everything for him. Body digs certainly won the bout, and that seems to be it. The judges tonight, incidentally, were Harold Barnes and Frank Forbes. Your referee, naturally, was none other than, as you know, Al Burrow. Well, that seems to be everything, or almost everything. Crowd still buzzing confidently. And, well, one of the men in the ring here tonight did prove himself the champion, and that was Mr. Basilio. Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer already has that championship taste. Comes from the Pabst Blue Ribbon Touch and Brewing. It's a difference you can taste. It's a difference you'll like. And I want to thank Ed Bryant for coming by tonight and directing everything for us, all the traffic, whatnot. All the fine working press around the ring, Stanley Woodward, Jim Cannon, Gene Ward, Lester Bromberg, Jack Cuddy, Jesse Abramson, Joe Nichols, Jack Slattery. I see all the guys that made or will make the stories possible tomorrow. Norm Rothschild of the Arena Boxing Club certainly had a splendid show. We'll try to get the attendance for you if we can, and perhaps the gross gate. I don't know whether we can or not. Do we have the attendance at all?
Not yet.
Not yet. What do you have here? Saxon only won the second round on all three slips. Thank you very much. Johnny Saxon only won the second round on all three slips. So I guess that tells you how smartly the new champion boxed and fought tonight. He definitely did a great job. And, well, enjoy the taste with the touch. The Pabst Blue Ribbon touch that Pabst Brewmasters have with finer ingredients and patient brewing. And time, a minute and 31 seconds of the ninth round. Winner, a new world champion, Carmen Basilio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Ella saying good night, and what'll you have? Tonight's World Championship Pabst Blue Ribbon Bout came to you direct from ringside at the War Memorial Auditorium in Syracuse, New York, with the best wishes of America's first coast-to-coast chain of breweries, the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Peoria Heights, Illinois, Newark, New Jersey, Los Angeles, California, and your neighborhood Pabst Blue Ribbon dealer. This broadcast came to you from Syracuse. This is the ABC Radio Network.